am a drug addict, and I'm trying to just turn over a new leaf.
Her fresh start didn't come cheap.
Defendant offered you a place to live. You gave them, according to you, $10,000.
And it didn't end well.
They were destroying my house. There's domestic violence in the house with her daughter and boyfriend. I have estimates here of $3,000 to fix and repair that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tina Holdaway is suing her former friend, Ty Masterson, for the return of rent paid 6 months in advance.
Order. All rise.
Case number 190 on the calendar, in the matter of Holdaway versus Masterson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Holdaway, I gather that you know the defendant from high school days, and there came a time when you needed a place to live. According to your complaint, defendant offered you a place to live in his home. There had to be some renovations done. Part of the agreement, according to you, was that you prepay your rent. You gave him, according to you, $10,000 to secure the apartment. For, I assume, the year?
6 months.
6 months. And then after a relatively short period of time, Mr. Masterson told you that you had to leave. He wasn't getting along with your children and their friends. So you want your money back. Mr. Masterson says you actually breached the agreement. He went to a lot of trouble to fix up this house. He has some ridiculous counterclaim. I'd like you to show me and then tell me where you got the $10,000 from to give him.
Okay, I got a hard loan on my current home in Orem. And
you got a hard loan?
Yes.
On your current home?
Yes. And part of that agreement was that I could not live there. And I am...
Oh, you have to show me that.
Okay, yes.
Who lived in this house?
Me and my children.
Well, would you tell me how it transpired that you left the house?
Your Honor, I am a drug addict, and I'm trying to just turn over a new leaf. I've lived in that home for 11 years, and just people kind of knew where I lived and stuff like that, and I didn't want that anymore, and so I wanted to move.
And?
And get a new home. But part of that was I needed to reestablish my credit, and I was working with a credit, some credit people to help me with that, and basically I just needed 6 months to where I can just relax and work on my credit and
breathe.
Basically, yes.
What happened to your house?
It's still on the market for sale. And basically, that hard loan will be paid back. I'm actually under contract right now. And so.
Now, Mr. Masterson, why would you ask your high school friend to give you money up front?
To renovate the basement to make it livable for her and her three kids.
Now, show me where, in fact, she gave you the $10,000.
I deposited the $10,000 into
show
my bank account. I don't have any proof of it.
Will you show me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to try to make this easy. On the back is the check that I wrote him. I also have the actual checkbook, and the deposits are on this page. The checks are on the last.
Okay. Did she pay you this $10,000, sir, on the day that she moved in?
It was a little bit before.
How much before?
About a week and a half.
Okay. And had you gotten the house ready for her?
Yes.
So this check was written out on June 3rd, 2014. How long did they live there?
A little over 2 months.
And how much were you charging her in rent?
The way we equaled out would be about $2,000 a month.
Okay. So she lived there for 2 months?
Yes, Your Honor. But she knew that...
Actually not.
She knew that I would...
It's actually $1,666 a month times two, 3333. Now you want to tell me what occurred that caused them to leave the house?
They were destroying my house. There's domestic violence in the house with her daughter and boyfriend, kicking in doors. Her youngest son had written all over my furniture with a magic marker.
How old is he?
Four, I think.
He's three.
Three.
And that's not true.
I have evidence right here,
Fine.
Your Honor, of it.
Okay. So you're going to show me the damages.
Yes.
Now I'm finished with your case.
Okay.
Now I'd like you to show me the damages that were done. What is this?
Paint peeling off of the walls. Her son likes to pick stuff. Mm-hmm. Her son likes to pick at things.
That's incorrect.
The four-year-old?
Yes.
And this is?
That's the coloring all over my table.
And this is a mount?
Yes, a deer mount.
And what happened to this?
He picked the fur off the front chest of it.
What is this?
That's the way the room looked with all the tape and pictures and everything on the walls, why the paint.
And this?
Stains, ink all over the carpets.
Okay. Even with all of that, Mr. Masterson, if she gave you $10,000 and you kicked him out after 2 months, she's entitled to at least the maximum refund that this court can give her, which is $5,000.
I don't feel that's...
Well, I don't know what you feel. I tell me why. I mean, I've looked here at a little piece of carpeting. I've looked here, there's tape on the wall. The deer won't mind. I don't know what this is, but a big piece of something with crayon on it. You say it's a table.
It's a magic marker here on
it. It's a table, and this you will have to repaint.
The damage that was done, I have estimates here of $3,000 to fix and repair that.
Well, let's say I give you damage of $2,000, which means you still owe $5,000. You can't kick her out and keep the money. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Morris versus Whitfield. Step forward.
Heather Morris is suing the father of her son, Leonard Whitfield, for attorney fees and lost wages due to a false restraining order. Leonard is countersuing for property damage and attorney fees.
Well, I'm going to tell the basic story as I see it in this case and then separate out what is possible and not possible for you. The two of you have a 12-year-old child. At some point, according to what I read, you were moving. You wanted your son, according to you, to remain in the school for the rest of the school year. So you let him go to live with his father. That was by mutual consent, correct?
Yes, ma'am, but it was...
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then it's your claim that when you went to get him sometime later, his father wouldn't give him to you.
Correct.
And there was a custody case.
Yes.
And you appeared before a judge.
Yes.
And there was a hearing.
Yes.
You had a lawyer.
Yes.
Testimony was taken.
Yes.
The judge heard all that testimony.
Correct.
How long did it take?
To get my son back or?
No, the trial.
2 days.
So this judge made certain directions at the end of hearing the case, and you and your attorney had an opportunity to ask for counsel fees in that case.
Yes.
You chose not to do that. You can't do it here.
Okay.
So you have no case. That's your case. Similarly for you, sir, your attorney, over the course of this 2-day trial, had an opportunity at the end of the case to say to the judge, her allegations against me were so egregious and outrageous, I want to be awarded counsel fees. You and your attorney chose not to do that. So I'm not entertaining your application for counsel fees.
Yes, ma'am.
So the only thing that I am entertaining, actually, is your counterclaim for damages to the house, because it appears that there was a back and forth protective orders. And when there was a protective order issued for a limited period of time for the plaintiff, she went into your house.
She was living there, Your Honor.
And damaged it.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you got it back.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want her to pay for the damage.
Yes, ma'am.
During what period of time was she there?
Her order of protection was placed on me in August of 2012, and she did not relinquish the property until July of this year.
Over 2 years?
It was a 2-year order of protection, Your Honor.
And this house was in your name?
At one point, it was in both of our names, Your Honor.
Had you been married?
No, ma'am.
Is it now in your name?
Yes, ma'am.
How did that come about?
Miss Morris went and signed over a quick claim deed to my finance company, where relinquished the property directly back to just me. And at this time, as of July 17th, the judge amended her order of protection, so I was able to go on the property and maintain the property. And that's on the 23rd when I went to the property, I discovered the damages.
Now, in your view, sir, and you'll show me the damages, I assume you have pictures of the damages.
Yes, ma'am.
Those were not damages that were in the house prior to your moving out?
No, ma'am.
I'd like to see them.
There's receipts there, and I have...
Miss Morris, how many years did you live in the house?
7.
Okay. Well, this looks like cleanup, Mr. Whitfield.
Ma'am, and the other stack is receipts for busted plumbing.
Well, I'll get to that door. Right now. This is just a lot of junk. Why'd you leave this place so messy?
I left that place messy because when he left, that's exactly what he left me. He actually left the property in much worse condition.
So this was sort of tit for tat?
In essence, yes, ma'am.
Do you have those photographs to show me?
I have photographs of the damage that he did when he abused me and threw stuff at me.
Now listen to me. All I want to see are the photographs. The only part of this case that I'm hearing.
Sure.
Are the damaged property. So if you say this is tit for tat.
Correct.
He left the house like a pigsty when he left it for me, so I'm going to leave it like a pigsty for him. I said, show me the pictures of month and year when you took over the house and what it looked like.
We both had the house together. There was no definite time when I took it over, except
for when
he left.
Well, you lived in the house. He left.
Right.
What year?
It would have been 2012 when he left.
Right. So you said in 2012 he left the house like a pig pen. Like this, which is why you left it this way. And I said to you, show me.
Sure. I don't have photographs of that, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We get one bite at the apple in this country, not two. She had a trial. Her lawyer could make whatever applications the lawyer wanted to the judge. The lawyer chose not to do that. That is not my problem.
Okay.
Very good.
And later today,
I asked her if I could borrow her car, and she said, sure. She said she had insurance and everything.
She said, no, she didn't tell you anything about insurance, because people don't talk about insurance. Only tell me things that I'm going to believe.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Heather Morris says, Leonard Whitfield owes for a false restraining order. Leonard has a countersuit for property damage and attorney fees.
Okay. Do you have a receipt of how much it cost you to clean up this mess?
Yes, ma'am. Minus my time, ma'am. There is a receipt for a dumpster in there.
To return.
And
this,
I have
please.
Two affidavits. I had a...
I don't read I'm affidavits. Sorry. I want to see the cost of the dumpster. Just tell me what it is.
It was the total sum of $580.58, ma'am.
For the dumpster?
For just the dumpster.
And who worked on cleaning up this mess?
Myself and a friend of mine's wife helped me clean up, spent a whole week over there, ma'am.
Okay.
And which I paid.
May I just speak for 1 second, if
about
that's
what?
Possible? Sorry?
About what?
Heather had to leave the house because there's an OFP against this
gentleman.
Listen
to me very carefully, sir. Another judge heard all about this over a 2-day trial. We get one bite of the apple in this country, not two. She had a trial. Mm-hmm. She had a lawyer. Her lawyer could make whatever applications the lawyer wanted to the judge. The lawyer chose not to do that. That is not my problem.
Okay.
Very good.
Your Honor.
What?
I just wanted to mention that during the course of when I had moved out of the house to when I actually signed it over to the bank, not to Mr. Whitfield, what ended up happening was that the house was broken into twice. So whatever damages or whatever he's...
I'm not talking about damages. Okay. You just told me you left the house this way because this is the way he left the house.
Sure.
What does that have to do with getting broken into? That's what you told me.
Yeah,
and
you're
I
right.
would have taken a look at your pictures. And I would have said, listen, you left the house like a pig pen. That's the way she left it for you. But you don't have any of that.
Sure.
Judgment for the defendant on the counterclaim in the amount of $1,000. That includes your dumpster and your time to clean up the mess. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I deserve
this is what a wife beater looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
Sir.
This is a wife beater.
Sir.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Muhammad versus Dale. Step forward.
20-year-old Falah Muhammad is suing her fiancé's nephew, 25-year-old Carl Dale, for towing fees and for the car he totaled.
Mr. Dale, I'm going to start with you. You had a car accident.
Yes, ma'am.
On March 24th, 2014. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were driving the plaintiff's car.
Correct, Your Honor.
And the plaintiff is the girlfriend of your uncle.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
I want you to tell me how you got possession of her car.
Well, Your Honor, I was at my brother's house, and I got a phone call from work, and I was called into work at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't have a car at the time because it was just down. So I knew Falah had a car, so I asked her if I could borrow her car and put gas in her car, fill up her tank and everything. And she said, sure. She said she had insurance and everything.
She didn't tell you anything about insurance because people don't talk about insurance.
Well, I wanted
Mr. Dale, you got called into work. You had to be there 7 o'clock in the morning. Only tell me things that I'm going to believe. Don't tell me any nonsense that I'm not going to believe. Do you understand,
yes,
sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. I need to borrow your car. I'll put in a tank of gas. That sounds like it might be true. But can I borrow your car? I'll put in a tank of gas. Yes, and my car has insurance on it. Is something I don't believe. Do we understand each other?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What were you doing with a car without insurance?
I wasn't driving my car. I had a car.
When was the last time you had driven it?
I think to Taco Bell, but I had my cousin in the car and I could drive with a licensed driver in the car.
Not a car without insurance.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. 20-year-old Falah Muhammad is suing her fiancé's nephew, 25-year-old Carl Dale, for towing fees and for the car he totaled.
Let's start again. You were staying at your uncle's house. The plaintiff is staying there also. You got called in from work and?
And I asked Falah if I could borrow her car.
What time did you ask her if you could borrow her car?
It was about 2 in the evening, maybe 1 in the evening.
You know, I don't believe a word you're saying to me.
Well, I just know I got called into work 7 o'clock in the morning. So I asked her to borrow her car and also to meet up with some friends before.
It was what?
It was like 1 in the evening, 2 in the evening. I'm really not sure. I mean, it was in March, so.
What were you doing with a car without insurance?
I wasn't driving my car. I had a car. But I only have my permit, and then I didn't have insurance. I just lost my job, so I was parking my car outside of my cousin's house. So I wasn't driving. My car was parked.
Did it have license plates on it?
Yes.
When was the last time you had driven it?
I drove it, I think, to Taco Bell, but I had my cousin in the car, and I could drive with a licensed driver in the car.
Not a car without insurance. You had an accident in this car?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the car was totaled?
Yes, Your Honor.
You were hurt, but that's your problem. Clearly, you're not hurt anymore, except that you have to take a lesson in telling the truth. Okay. He had an accident in the car. Were you found at fault in the accident?
No, Your Honor.
Was anybody else found at fault?
No, the police didn't pursue the claim. I wasn't able to give a valid driver's license of the other car or anything, so.
What do you mean you weren't able to give a valid driver's license? You don't have a driver's license?
No, I'm talking about
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, Your Honor.
A valid one?
Yes.
So when you had this accident, you hit something?
No, Your Honor. When I was driving, the car cut me off in the middle of the freeway and I swerved onto the side of the lane and I lost control of the car, but the back of it hit a pole and it flipped.
So you lost control of the car?
When I hit the side of the freeway, yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, and when did you purchase this car?
In November.
From whom?
A lot. I can't remember the name of it.
What kind of car was it?
Silver Grand Prix, 2001.
Bird. Silver Grand Prix, 2001. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $1,400, and then with tax, it came up to $1,464.
And what'd you buy a car for if you only had a learner's permit?
I was excited. I got my permit. I never had a car before, and then I had the money, so I just wanted to buy it until I got my license, and then I was going to start driving it more than I had already.
V6?
Yes.
1925.
Oh, well, you got a good deal on it. You paid $1,400. Is that right?
Yes.
Good. Charge me for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,400. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A stepdaughter is busted.
You are a retired police officer?
A current police officer, 18 years.
He went against his word and decided to put me in jail, take me away from both of my kids.
Next Judge Judy.
justice was served. Now I'm finally going to be able to get a car so I can get back and forth to work, so I'm happy.
I asked her to borrow her car. She knows she gave me her car and everything.
I didn't even let Carl borrow the car. He called me at 3 o'clock in the morning and told me he was crashed my car. He agreed to pay me back, but he never did.
I could have lost my life that day, so I was real shooken up. Luckily, I had God on my side and my seatbelt, so at the end of the day, I'm still here.
I made him go file a police report.
I went to the police, filed a report, told them I was here, here it is, here I am, and they just said whatever.
If somebody says don't use your car, don't use it.
Just don't ask people for their stuff if they ain't got the proper paperwork.